Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Queen's Table Podcast. I'm your host, Marissa J, and today we're going to have a short little episode. It's going to be a really brief one, partially because I got a lot of shit to do. We'll talk about it later, but actually we'll talk about another episode. But yeah, the Alabama River boat brawl. Yeah, y'all heard about that shit. Y'all seen it. And it's like, okay. I don't want to have to go through the whole thing. Y'all saw it. If you haven't saw it, just do your Googles and go and check it out. It can be summarized in three words: hat, swim, and chair. Okay, that's all you really need to know. At the beginning of the fight, the man who was not just a worker, he was the co-captain of the Harriet, the boat that was trying to dock. At the beginning of it, he tosses his hat up in the air. And he does it in such a way that just, there's a lot of things. There is the hat, the chair, and the swimming. These are three very distinctive things. The way that the guy threw the hat up in the air, and everybody's joking around like, oh yeah, that was a signal. That was the black people's call to arms. Like, I didn't know that. Did you guys know that? If somebody tossed their hat up in the air like that, just randomly, I would not know that means it's time to beat ass. I didn't know that. But apparently everybody else there got the message. It was like, oh, okay, it's time to beat ass. I guess we need to... Is there an AAVE sign language? Somebody let me know. Whoever knows, let me know. Is that a thing? Because I guess it needs to be a thing. The first AAVE sign language is the hat. I mean, it was kind of weird though. Am I alone in that? Am I alone? I'm not putting this one up on YouTube.
I'm not putting this episode up on YouTube now.
But is that a fucking thing? I don't know. I think I might be alone in this, but the way that he did it, it was like a, I don't know. I can't even describe it. Just go watch the video. The way that he took the hat off and then kind of flipped it and then chucked it in the air. Like it was a two-step move. I don't know. I don't know. But that kind of seemed a little possessy. I don't know. The little boy that hopped in the water. Oh my God. They called him Aquaman and I died. Aquaman. Listen. Y'all need to go and check out who that boy is. His name is Aaron. Shit. I forgot his last name. I'll put it in the description. But his name is Aaron. A-A-R-E-N. I do remember that. I do remember that. His name is Aaron. Aaron is a 16-year-old boy that works there. And he's not just a 16-year-old boy. This is a 16-year-old athlete, okay? He is an athlete, all right? There are videos of him previously. And, like, he's doing these workouts and stuff. And he's just absolute beast mode in the gym. He was running backwards on a treadmill. A nigga that runs backwards on a treadmill is swimming from a boat to fight you. That is, I mean, so very coincidental. The comedian Josh Johnson, he was doing stand-up and he was talking about it. He was talking about how, like, aggressively this boy was swimming. He was like, I don't even think he was swimming. He was just punching the water until he got to the destination. And I did go back and look at it, and he was swimming kind of funny, but I don't think people realize he had a boot on. I don't know if it was one boot or two boots. I did talk about it on my YouTube channel. I showed the video of it, like, of just him swimming. When he gets up onto the dock, he takes off at least one boot. Somebody told me it was two boots or one boot. But regardless, whether you're swimming with one shoe on or two, and it wasn't just a shoe, it was a boot. Have you ever swam with a boot on? Shit, even if it was just one, that would be so much harder. Because, like, your weight isn't evenly distributed, you know? Like, yo, I don't think people really realize that really was a little superhero right there. This is his origin story, okay? Like, that little boy in the gym is a beast. And it's ridiculous. And then the last thing, the chair. Somebody done found up a folding chair and was beating ass with folding chairs. Okay. Then people started to realize that the folding chair was invented by a black man. Which is hilarious. Like, it's the whole thing, every aspect of it, the hat flip, the swimming, and the chair. It's so funny, but none of this is coincidental. What if that little boy had the day off? What if he was in school? Hadn't school already started? What if he was in school? What happens then? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. What if it wasn't a boat full of black folks? You know what I mean? Like, all of these things, they're not coincidental. And I say all of that because just 2 hours before all of that shit went down, there was a group of about 30 black women who came and did a ceremony, okay? It was a ceremony, an ancestral ceremony. I don't know what religion this is. I don't know what culture this is. Yoruba, Ifa, Vudun. I don't know. But they was putting the protection on. Ain't no fucking coincidences here, boy. Ain't no fucking coincidences here, boy. And I watched the movie, They Clone Tyrone. And actually, I did a YouTube video on it. Listen, just go check out the YouTube channel. But it's not out yet. I don't think it's not coming out until either tomorrow or maybe Saturday. I don't know. But I did a short video about They Clone Tyrone. And I spoke a little bit about what her name? Joan is Awful. Y'all remember Joan is Awful? Okay. So Joan is Awful is on Netflix. It is a Black Mirror show. And then they come out with that Clone Tyrone. And it's like, I hate it when people compare movies to real life. Because it's like, don't do that. That's really dumb. That's really stupid. Like, that's movies for a reason. You know, Independence Day came out years ago. Ain't no aliens come down to the White House. Like, don't do that. I hate it when people, oh, but The Matrix, okay, but that was just a really good movie that came from the head of a very imaginative person, okay, let's not convolute things, but the fact that they're doing this shit, like, they're really putting it out there, this whole, you're not you, this whole, you're not really you thing, right? You're a clone of something else. Ooh, how do we know this isn't a simulation? How do you know that you're not the original? That's my question. How do you know you're not the original? Everybody talking about, oh, yeah. And it seems as though just folks just got possessed and, you know, just making it out to be like a bad, like defending yourself is a bad thing. Like, you should feel ashamed that a bunch of people defended another black person. Like, I don't like that narrative. I don't like that narrative. Oh, this is something just demonic. All right. But what them white men did to that black dude, that wasn't demonic? Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'm a demon. You know? It's so fucking silly to me. All of this shit. But the fact that all of these things kind of happen back to back to back to back to back. And I know in the Carly Russell situation, the boyfriend's history is super sketch. Her history is super sketch. The parents' history is super sketch. And I get that. And there's conspiracy theories surrounding that whole story or whatever. I ain't even going to get into it. But they're trying to make conspiracy stories out of this. Like, something happened and all them black folks was possessed and it was just a bad thing. And we gotta watch out. We gotta protect ourselves from demons and people taking over or whatever, whatever. And it's like, y'all are taking the wrong message away. No, any and every time some shit like that happens, it doesn't necessarily have to be people ganging up on a black person. If you see people ganging up on a handicapped person, I would love to see that type of outrage. Didn't nobody die? Nobody died. Nobody got seriously injured. Wasn't no bones broken. Everybody fine. But they got their ass whooped. You know what I'm saying? And I hate that people are trying to demonize this already. That's what really fucking gets me. But going back to the whole cloning situation, or, you know, it's interesting to see how the media is going along with this particular narrative. It's not just Netflix. Disney Plus came out with Secret Invasion. I watched it. It was, I had hope. I thought that it was at least going to end really strong. It didn't. No spoilers for it. Just watch it. Well, yeah, spoilers for it. Just a little bit. But basically, it's about an alien invasion, right? From this alien species called the Skrulls. And what the Skrulls can do is they can, like, change into anybody they want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can just, like, take your form, take your body and all of that. Now, you're still you, but they're walking around like they're you. You get me? Just watch it if you don't understand. But actually, you'll have to watch Captain Marvel before you watch it. Actually, you'll have to watch Captain Marvel, Infinity War, Endgame, Falcon and Winter Soldier, then Secret Invasion. But I mean, like, really and truly, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. You don't have to do all of that. But they come out with Joan is awful on Black Mirror, then Secret Invasion, and now they clone Tyrone. And it's like, what the fuck is y'all really trying to say? What are you trying to push? I don't think that there's any type of truth in this media. And the guy, I watched some interviews of the guy that directed They Clone Tyrone. Handsome fella, very handsome fella. Ooh, he's so handsome. He really is handsome. Let me tell you something. That man talked like a robot. That man I don't feel like something off with him. Something off. This is his very first movie. Your very, very first movie. You got Jamie Foxx in it? And David Alan Greer? This your first movie? Something. Something's off. I can't put my finger on it. Call it black woman's intuition, but something off about this character. Okay? Just off. I don't know what it is. But it leads me to think, like, okay, well, who told you to make this kind of movie? You know what I'm saying? Like, where did you get this idea from? Who was it that told you? And do they have any connections to Disney Plus or the show Black Mirror? What agenda is you trying to push today?
What is this? What is this? What are you wanting us to believe? Because I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's unsettling is what it is. It would be different if it was like just a Netflix thing. Like, oh, these weird cloning alien shows is on Netflix or just on Disney Plus. But the fact that it's spreading across different platforms. And I know that there are other movies about alien invasions. I know that there are other movies and shows about, you know, cloned people and stuff like that, body snatchers, whatever. But it has not been lately. It hasn't been lately. And now all of a sudden, they're pushing this type of you're not you agenda? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it is. All I know is that the world is in turmoil. We are in a great state of upheaval, not just here in the U.S., but all across America. I do want to talk about what the fuck Russia is doing, because Russia just decided that they were going to clear a ton of African countries' debts. Now, I heard that they were going to do it a while ago. Found out that they are doing it, and Niger just overthrew their Western implemented president. Mm-hmm. Also, I wanted to talk about how the fact that China has been in Africa for over 20 years, well over 20 years, they've been slowly infiltrating Africa. And now here come Russia. Now, Russia and China ain't got no beef, but the Africans are starting to have beef with the Chinese, because the Chinese is over there cutting the fuck up. And the Africans are trying to get them the fuck out. And now all of a sudden here come Russia saying, hey, we're going to wipe out all of your debts. Does that include the debt to China? What's going on? Because China has been relatively neutral in all of this, but if Putin's getting involved, oh, we already know where his head is at. We already know. This isn't going to be good for us. It just isn't. And China and Russia, they ain't got no beef. So if Putin steps in, says, "Hey, I'll clear your debt." I don't know if this means China or not. Please do your Googles. Again, this is something that I want to do like a deep dive on later. But if they're saying, yeah, we're going to clear all your debts, and that is including to China, China's then going to be like, okay, we got what we needed. Hey, just, you know, we'll clear out. Just keep on sending us some shit. Keep on trading with us, whatever. Okay, cool. So now they're under these Eastern policies. That's not saying it's a bad thing. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying the Western grip on Africa has been loosening. And so now Easterners are coming in and saying, okay, now it's our time to take over Africa. That's what I see. I wish if folks would just let Africa be Africa, and that's what the Chinese said. Chinese said, we was going to let y'all be you. But then I don't know what the fuck happened. China was like, but we're not going to let you be you. And so now the African countries are like, get out. And so now, I don't know, maybe Russia going to step in and be like, we'll clear your debt and we'll get the Chinese out for you. But hey, at the same time, pick who you want as president. I promise you, these democratically held elections in these countries in Africa that the West has had a grip on for decades and decades, okay? I promise you, the people that are acting as presidents now over there, yeah, them people didn't vote for them. So they're going to try the communist route. And I guess we're all going to see how that goes. I don't know. I don't have a dog in that fight. I don't know.
My ancestors ain't over there no more. They're over here. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. But I do know this. It's important to figure out what the fuck is going on. Because although it's not affecting us right now in the immediate, it will in the future. If Africa, Russia, and China are all in cahoots, how is you going to get a cell phone? How are you going to get a cell phone? How are you going to get a laptop? How are you going to get a decent computer? American made? Okay. Well, it's going to be expensive because it takes things like cobalt to do that. Do you know where a cobalt mine is in America? I'm sure we got them. I'm sure we got them, but we ain't got them like Africa got them. So if Africa got the supplies, Russia's got, or China's got the manufacturing. Shit, Russia got the money. Russia got the money to buy the shit. So guess what? Guess what? America's finna be ousted. They're trying to get us the fuck out. And Joe Biden has given them so many reasons to do so. So many reasons. So anyways, I said that this is not going to be a long episode and it's already coming out 20 minutes. So I'm very sorry. But yeah, that's what I'm going to be looking into over the next couple of weeks. Like, what the fuck is really going on? Because it's not going well for us right now. It's not going well for us. When you look at inflation, girl, just go outside and look at the gas prices. Go to the grocery store. Ain't no dollar menus no more. Ain't no dollar menus no more. Inflation has hit everybody everywhere all at the same fucking time. And it's ridiculous. It's really bad. And we just gonna keep on printing money. Keep on printing. Keep on printing. Keep on printing. We're gonna have to do something. Something's gonna have to give. It's gonna have to be some sort of universal basic income or something. Something's gonna have to happen. And that's just for us to survive. I'm not talking about the geopolitics here that are definitely going to affect us in the long run. Folks always talking about, oh, I don't care what's going on over in such and such country. Bitch, you better care. You better. You better. You really don't think that Niger overthrowing their president isn't going to have long-term effects on you? It will. It will. How? Okay, Niger did it. So what other countries finna do it? Right? Once they get out everybody that they need to get out and put in everybody that they want to put in, what you think that's going to do with trade with us? I ain't saying it's right. I ain't saying it's wrong. I'm just saying. So y'all better learn how to garden, grow some crops, get real buddy buddy with a farmer. If you like goat's milk, go befriend a goat farmer. If you like hamburgers, go befriend somebody that got some cows and at least two bulls. Like, listen, you gotta get smart. Gotta start loading up. Gotta figure it out because this is, yeah, it's going down. So anyways, that's it for me. Now you see why I ain't putting this shit on YouTube. That's it for me, y'all. Bye.